It is the market. I am Neil Atkinson, and with me, I've got Adam Smith, I have Andy McCann, and I've got Dan Morgan to assess the market as a whole, right the way across Europe, in this transfer window that's just gone. We will be touching on Liverpool towards the end, but it's instead sort of setting the scene as to what's happened, where and when. There's been an excellent FT piece that's done the rounds as well, that's worth keeping an eye on. that's got some quite startling facts in it by Murad Ahmed. And in there, the first thing that sort of grabs you is La Liga's net spending was €65 million. Serie A's net spending was €61 million. And then from there, you're left seeing that the net spending of the Bundesliga was actually €40 million profit. The Premier League's net spending was £560 million or €655 million. And the first thing you can sort of take from this, Dan, is that whilst the Premier League year on year since 2019, now 2019 is the record, whilst the net sort of transfer spending year on year in the Premier League is markedly down, quite significantly down, the Premier League remains the engine that drives the rest of Europe's transfer market.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You have to sort of look with this for where you think, firstly, where you think the red herrings might be. And I think there's a couple now. And the first thing that jumps out to me is that we're still, and I think it's easy for us to forget, particularly us as football fans who can now, for the most part, be back in stadiums and can live under the blanket of a normal, what we knew to be normal existence again. We can forget the context of the last 18 months. And I think within that, you have to realise that this is still a massive period of unknown. And it's a massive gamble. You know, it's only 12 months ago that, you know, you and Cope are doing those shows, Neil, where mm-hmm. we're literally predicting the future of the game.